Hey, VoiceTubers, how's it going? How have you been? Welcome to another day's pronunciation challenge. Today, I am not your host, Winnie. I am Winnie the Mummy. I have been sleeping in a pyramid for the past 1,000 years, and it's gonna be an awesome day, because tomorrow is a very special day, and you know what day it is. It's gonna be Halloween. So today we are doing our pronunciation challenge in Halloween spooky style. Alright, today's video is how to pair wine and cheese according to one of America's top sommeliers. So wine and cheese, two of my favorite things in the world. I could just eat cheese and drink wine for the rest of my life. That wouldn't be a problem. However, the pairing of these two things isn't that simple. It is rather complex. There are so many cheeses and wines out there, you really gotta get to know all of their traits and flavors to know how to pair them. Do you have any favorite cheeses? Let's watch this video together to learn how to eat your cheese and drink your wine properly. But before that, don't forget to tell me, Winnie the Mummy, what your costume is gonna be for tomorrow, because I really want to know. And let's move on to our sentence of the day. Just like food pairing as a whole, or just like other food pairings, there's really no one wine that goes with everything. So you really need to look at each cheese individually to see the best wine to put next to that particular cheese. Just like food pairing as a whole, or just like other food pairings, there's really no one wine that goes with everything. So you really need to look at each cheese individually to see the best wine to put next to that particular cheese. Okay, now let's move on to our vocabulary. 首先第一个单词我们要来看到的就是 pairing。Pairing, 它是一个名词，意思是配对、配档。那直接来看个例句。Bluetooth pairing technology has improved a lot in the last 5 years. 这个 Bluetooth pairing technology 就是蓝牙配对科技，你也可以说是蓝牙配对技术。那其实在过去五年呢，我觉得它进步许多的方面，应该是要连接的速度更快了吧。记忆就是他们蓝牙配对的记忆好像也更好了，就是你在装置跟装置之间的配对也比较容易，大概是这个样子啦。以前拿来传资料比较多，现在好像拿来连接耳机啊、滑鼠啊，这样子好像比较多。 Alright, 下一个单词我们看到的是 pair，它这个是一个名词，它是一对或一双的意思。所以呢，我们可以说 a pair of shoes 就是一双鞋，我们也可以说 a pair of gloves 一副手套， a pair of scissors 是一把剪刀。那其实 scissors 呢，它其实是两只合在一起才会变成一把剪刀嘛。那英文的话，我们就会变成是 a pair of scissors。好，再来 a pair of glasses， 因为一副眼镜呢也是有两个镜片。好，那我们直接来看我们的例句。I bought 3 pairs of socks for my son because his old ones are all worn out. 就是我买了三双袜子给我的儿子，因为他的旧袜子呢都已经穿坏了。那所谓的 worn out， 我们看到句子最后这个 worn out， 这个意思呢就是你的衣服穿得非常非常旧，可能已经变得薄了许多啊，或者是上面已经有洞啦，这个都是 worn out， 可以用这个词。那再来用在人身上呢，我们也可以说 I am all worn out， 意思就是我已经燃烧殆尽了，我可能很忙或者是很累，我就可以说 I am all worn out。 那下一个我们直接来看这个 pair 的片语，叫做 pair with。 pair with 它可以当动词用，就是与什么什么配对，就是 pair with。 我们 pair 后面一定是接 with 这个字。那直接来看哈， This tea pairs very well with the chocolate cake。这杯茶配上这个巧克力蛋糕很适合，大家都知道下午茶就是甜点配上茶嘛，所以茶跟甜点都是非常合适的。好，再来我们来看下一个也是一个 phrase， 是 as a whole。 as a whole 这个呢就是总体上整体来看的意思。那这个字呢我们在写作文或者是我们在做 presentation 报告的时候都非常好用。那我们可以说 We must consider these matters as a whole，我们应该要整体性的思考这些问题。好，再来我们来看下一个 phrase， go with something。 go with something 它的意思呢就是与什么什么相配， 与什么什么协调，或是与什么什么和谐。那简单的意思呢，就是 match， 这个是相对应的意思，或者是 suit， 就是 if something matches you or if something suits you， 那就表示它和你是非常配对的，或者是和谐的意思。那我们直接来看一个例句好了，这个是食物的搭配很赞的意思。White wine goes particularly well with seafood. 喝白葡萄酒配海鲜最适合了。大家都知道，我们吃海鲜的时候，通常都是会配白葡萄酒的。好，再来下一个例句，我们来看衣服上的搭配。我们可以说 ，I don't really think your shoes go with that dress. 我不觉得你那个鞋子跟裙子有搭配到。就是 I don't think your shoes go with that dress. 所以呢，我们这个东西可以用在食物上，也可以用在衣服上。好，接着我们来看下一个字 ，individually。individually 这是一个 adverb， 它的意思呢是分别的、各地的意思。好，来我们直接看个例句 ：The police officer wants to speak to the suspects individually to figure out the truth。原警想要个别的盘问所有的嫌疑犯，以取得真相。下一个我们看到的是 next to。next to 这也是一个 phrase。那其实 next to 的话，它的意思就是在旁边。那其实 next to 这个字，我们英文也可以直接说它是 beside。那其实 beside 跟 next to 是一样的东西，但是 beside 它是一个比较正式的一个用法，就比较 formal。那如果我们在 everyday English， 我们平常日常的对话中，我们通常都会说 next to。那我们直接来看个例句 ：I took a seat next to Jenny in the theater。在电影院时，我选了 Jenny 旁边的位置。好，大家都知道，去看电影的时候都会想跟自己喜欢的人坐在一起啦，我也是。好，下一个是 particular。particular 这是一个形容词，它的意思呢是特定的或是具体的意思。那它的就是比较特别啦。好，再来我们直接来看一个例句咯。Do you want anything in particular from that bakery? 你有特别想要那家烘焙坊的什么吗？其实我们在用 particular 这个字的时候，如果我们问人家你有没有特别想要什么，我们就会说 in particular， 所以前面一定会接个 in， 这两个是在一起的，我们这边可以特别记下来。这个在问别人问题的时候，或者是conversation 的时候也都非常好用。Alright guys, that's all for today's Halloween spooky edition of Pronunciation Challenge. Make sure you leave a comment and make a recording because that makes Winnie the Mummy very happy, okay? Do it, do it, don't even hesitate, just do it. Alright, I will see you next time.